Hello, this is Caleb with God's Loving Sacrifice Podcast, where we talk about the Word of God and how it helps us get through today's world. I hope you learn and grow as you listen. Today, we're going to talk about God's presence with us. Last podcast, I told you that I had been in severe pain for over 2 months, and it's been a really rough time for me. And any of you that follow me on Facebook probably saw my post that I put out there talking about being so lonely and being down. And I know that God is with me all the time. But sometimes we need humans. We can find scriptures that tell us that God's with us all the time. But as Christians, the scripture that I like is Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. God is with us. We never have to worry about that. But sometimes we need someone else to remind us of that. I knew he was with me. And when I wrote that post about being down, and the reasons I was down was because of the pain, and because this is kind of the beginning of the last month I got to spend with my husband, I watched the series The Chosen. There's a section in it when Matthew was helping the girls learn the Torah. And they had the scripture that had been given to them that they didn't quite understand. And I love that scripture. It's Psalms 139, 7 through 11. They didn't use it all. They just used a portion of it. But I'm going to read all of it. It says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night sky shines as day. The darkness and the light, both alike to you. We just lose track of what it is that God is telling us, how he is with us. And just like I said in Facebook, I'm a little emotional. So hopefully that's the end of my emotions and I can get through this with God and the Holy Spirit's help. Romans 8:36 through 39 is a scripture that I try to remember a lot because it is just one of those that shows us how great our God is. Romans 8:36 through 39 says, and it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can't be separated from, no matter how dark the night is, he's there. No matter what's going on, what kind of sorrow you having, he's there. One of the comments on that post told me that he sees every tear that falls, and he does. I feel his presence all of the time. Psalms 46:7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Do you turn him as your refuge? Or do you do like me sometimes and get so far down in the depths that The only thing I can do is look up to see him. Psalms 48:14 says, "For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." He's with us all of the time. Cover picture for this podcast was a hand holding the world, and it always reminded me of the song that we sang when we were kids in church. He's got the whole world in his hands. And he does. When we look at that, he's got the whole world in his hands. It's not the globe. It's us. We're in his hands. He holds us. I know this last month, most of the steps that I took, even though they were very difficult, God carried me. And I know that he will get me through this. I did go and have a medical procedure that has eased up the severe pain. That's made my leg work a little better now. Praise God that he guided the doctor that did the injection in my spine. And I'm looking at this as being a healing. I don't know if I ever told you guys that I have a autoimmune disease that's called oral lichen planus. Doesn't really matter what it's called, but that's what it's called. And it causes sores in my mouth, and it causes sores in my nose and in my eyes. I get them in my ears sometimes. Any moist part of my body, I can get these sores. And I had had a sore in my nose from 2016 until a few months ago. At least one in my nose. And it was horrible. I couldn't touch my nose. I couldn't blow my nose. It hurt so bad. The doctors would give me steroids. I would take them. They would go away. When I ended the steroids, they would come back. So it's just been a real battle. And the last ones I had several sores inside each nostril. I couldn't rub my face. It was just pain. So I was sitting there and I laid my hands on my face and I said, "God, I give this to you. I can't do this any longer. It has exhausted me. I'm trusting in you that you will take this away from me. I'm not going to go to work today. I just can't face being anywhere in this pain." Something told me to go to work. Got up, took my shower, got dressed, went to work. I'm sitting at my desk working, and all of a sudden it hits me and my nose doesn't hurt. And I reached up and I touched my nose. There was no pain. There were no sores. And that has been at least 5 months ago. And to this date, I have never had sores in my nose again. I had one small one that lasted overnight and it was gone. God healed me. He healed me. And I take this as another healing. Will I have to have surgery? I may have to have surgery. God will be with me through all of it. No matter where I go, he's there. No matter what I do, he's there. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Do you know how important that statement is? I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you go to Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "Be strong of good courage, do not fear, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." If you go to Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Two scriptures in Deuteronomy and a scripture in Hebrews says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I didn't look to see if there was any more that used that phrase. But that's three times, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They'll never leave us or forsake us. And when we are afraid, And when we are down, when we are lost, Isaiah says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And you know, when we're going through those things, and when you go through them alone, you're never going through them alone. God is always with you. But when there's not another person there, sometimes you get lost. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." He rejoices when we rejoice. He holds us and comforts us and loves us when we're sad and when we're mourning. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord God, your God, is with you wherever you go." We can't go anywhere where he can't reach us. He's always there. His hand is always on us. Isn't that the most magnificent thing that you can think of? All you have to do is reach out, and his hand is right there. He never forgets that we're there. Sometimes I don't think we forget. We just forget to remember that he's there. We know he's there, but we have to be reminded. And these scriptures remind us that he never leaves us. Never. We never go through things alone, no matter how alone we feel. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says, "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." And that's where this Galatians scripture comes in that says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." We need to pay attention to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to look for those who are alone, scared, sorrowful. We need to be comforting to them as Christ comforts them. Christ understands that we need other people. That's why he said, "Forsake not the gathering of yourselves together." That's why he says we're one body. And when one part of that body is hurting, the rest of the body has to take over. Look for those brothers and sisters in your life. Make sure you check on them. Make sure you know that they're okay. And I'm going to leave you with one scripture. And it's the scripture when Jesus was talking about sending the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19-20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." I pray that you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave a message by contacting me on the website at www.godslovingsacrifice.com. And while you're there, you can catch up on all the other episodes, check out the reviews, and even read the blog. You can also leave a comment on Facebook at God's Loving Sacrifice. Thank you for spending time with us today. And until next time, may God richly bless and keep you.